Welcome to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. The Wellness Enclave will explore emotional health and its impact on everyday life. In the Enclave, we will address how emotional health is connected to other parts of your life, such as physical health, relationships, spirituality, and even decision making. Our goal in the Wellness Enclave is to help you become a healthier, happier you through motivation, education, and innovation. And now, the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell, where emotional health and wellness is always our top priority. Today, we're going to have a very special guest, Dr. Cowan, and this show is going to be primarily for the ladies. I'm sorry, gents. It will be a show on understanding menopause. So again, our studio guest, or actually she's calling in, our guest will be Dr. Mia Cowan. We'll be talking about understanding menopause, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Welcome back, everyone, to the Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell and our special guest, Dr. Mia Cowan, who is a gynecologist. She has an OBGYN, actually. She has a practice in Birmingham, Alabama. And today we will be talking about understanding menopause. Good morning, Dr. Cowan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Dr. Sewell?
I am doing well. So we're going to jump right into it. You know, a lot of people have problems with menopause. And when I say problems, meaning it causes them some stress because they realize all of a sudden, like, wow, what's going on with me? And then once you tell them, they're kind of like, okay, well, what am I supposed to expect next?
Right.
So what I kind of wanted to do is we'll just talk about some basic things. And then I want to talk about, of course, symptomatology. I want to talk about some differences in the stages, because we hear about perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. So I wanted to educate the audience on differences in the stages. And then from there, I kind of wanted to talk about not only some medicines or some things that can assist medically with some of the symptoms, but also what are some home remedies that you may be able to give us.
Okay.
So first thing, so let's talk about this. What is the average age that menopause occurs?
So the average age of menopause is right at about 52, and the real definition of menopause is for women who still have a uterus is when they have no cycle for 1 year and their blood work confirms it.
Okay. Okay.
And so now, since we have all these different procedures, some women will have a hysterectomy, they keep their ovaries, they may not go through menopause, and they may not know exactly when they're going through because they're not having cycles,
mm-hmm.
to be able to judge that they're becoming more irregular.
Okay.
However, if they're having symptoms, and symptoms include problems with sleep, low sex drive, decreased orgasm, night sweats, low energy, problems with mood and focus and memory, joint pain, and belly fat. So many of these symptoms start well before what we consider true menopause. And I kind of got more into the hormone replacement therapy because since I don't deliver babies anymore, I started having more and more women who were in their mid-30s throughout life. Mm-hmm. And many of my ladies who were well before menopause, like in their late 30s to early 40s, were complaining of most of these symptoms already. And their blood work was normal. They were still having regular cycles. They were just having all these symptoms. So I went and I had some special training for hormones,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that the hormone testosterone is the forgotten female hormone, okay? Women have testosterone and men have testosterone, and testosterone affects all of those symptoms. The biggest difference is men have like 10 times more than women,
mm-hmm.
so we kind of forget about our little number, but when our number starts to drop, we start to notice all of these symptoms that make us feel old, like the hot flat, like the night sweats,
mm-hmm.
like the problems with sleep, like the mood changes. And it's also during the same time that a lot of women are going through divorce. They're starting to get on new medications like antidepressants, mm-hmm. anti-anxiety medication, diet pills. They're developing diabetes because they're gaining weight, and they're gaining it specifically in their belly. So we oftentimes will prescribe them all of these anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants, and many times you can have your hormones balanced, and you may notice that you don't need many of the medications that you were initially prescribed before it was realized that your testosterone levels were just starting to decline.
Okay, so let me ask, because you mentioned the term menopause, and you define that very well. So what happens when a woman goes to the doctor and they say, oh, you're perimenopausal or you're postmenopausal? Give me, or define those two terms. You define menopause. What's perimenopause, postmenopause? Is there a difference?
Okay, so postmenopause is technically once you've gone an entire year without a cycle. If you have your ovaries out, it's when you're symptomatic and your numbers show that you're truly in menopause. So there are some lab tests that can be performed,
mm-hmm.
and they should be performed if somebody's having all these symptoms to rule out menopause or early menopause. So postmenopausal is no cycle for a year,
mm-hmm.
or no ovaries, meaning you had your surgery, they took your ovaries, and now your numbers are showing that you're truly in menopause, which basically means you're not producing estrogen and you're not producing a lot of testosterone, and so that's when your symptoms start.
Okay.
Perimenopause is really that time right before you go through menopause when your symptoms start. That's what we consider perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
So for some women, that's a couple of years before they actually go through menopause, and for some women, it's 10 years before they go through menopause. So even though they may not be truly in menopause with a good hormone check and hormone balance, we can still alleviate those symptoms so that they're not miserable, you know,
right.
throughout this perimenopausal phase, which can last almost 10 years, you know, for some women.
Right. So,
and then,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then I consider premenopause when somebody is still ovulating, having regular cycles. They're not necessarily having most of the symptoms that we just recently discussed. And, you know, they're still fertile.
Right.
So the perimenopausal range can start from some women between 35 and 45. And then some women never have any of these symptoms. They feel great all the time. You know, they never complain of a lot of the symptoms I just described. But I would say most of the women who are perimenopausal or postmenopausal will have these symptoms. Some women will have them for a year or two, and some women can have them throughout. So I have 80-year-old women who come in my office complaining of hot flashes during the day.
Okay, wow. Okay.
So the symptoms can persist depending on the person.
Right.
You know, things that may help would be exercise, maintaining a healthy weight, you know, staying active and doing other preventive things to just decrease the effects of menopause,
right.
like losing your bone, decreased memory and focus, joint pain, belly fat. All of those things can be treated, but basically it's hormone imbalance. And by balancing hormones, we can alleviate most of the symptoms that cause women to transition into menopause miserably.
Right. So let me ask you, earlier you mentioned like surgery, like having hysterectomies and things of that nature, like different procedures.
Right.
Are there any other surgeries and or procedures that can expedite menopause or either cause mimicking symptoms of menopause?
Well, I wouldn't say surgery. So definitely if a woman has a hysterectomy, she's more likely, even if she leaves her ovaries in, to go through menopause at an earlier stage.
Okay.
And for many women, even with me just removing the uterus, initially they may start having all of these symptoms because there's been a decreased blood flow to the ovaries, which are still in place, but they have to wake up again. So a lot of my patients have a hysterectomy and have these symptoms for 2 or 3 months. Then they resolve and they get better. And over time, as they age, they may return. Then I have some women who I could take their uterus and their ovaries out. I rarely take ovaries out, which I think is a very important point. Because I have a lot of women who come to me, and they say they had a hysterectomy because they had fibroids, and they were 35 or 40 when they had the hysterectomy. And I say, well, did you leave your ovaries? And they say, no. And I say, why? And they say, because I didn't want to have another surgery. So the reoperation rate for women who have had a hysterectomy and their ovaries are left is less than 10%. Okay. However, removing ovaries prior to the age of 60 and when the ovaries are normal and there's no significantly increased risk of cancer, it actually increases the risk of death for those women, because once you remove the ovaries, you're not producing the hormones which protect the heart. And the number one cause of death is heart disease.
Right.
So by going through early menopause, women increase their risk of heart disease, and I definitely recommend hormone replacement therapy if they're a candidate in that situation, just so that they don't develop heart disease at an earlier age.
Okay. How much time do we have, Mr. Gregg? Okay. So we're okay.
No, we can revisit this because this is a big topic.
Okay. So no problem. So let's do this. Let's go to a quick commercial break, and then we will return and we'll knock a few more of these out. But yeah, we probably are going to have a continuation on this.
And I think we could just summarize the importance of hormone balance, you know, how it can affect your mental health and how going through menopause can affect your mental health. And so hormone replacement can play a role in that. And then next time we could just kind of revisit all the
so
different.
So let's do this. Let's go to a commercial break. Go ahead and hit a commercial break for me. You've been listening to Dr. Mia Cowan in the Enclave.
Forget to renew your driver's license, or did you get a ticket that you forgot about? Download the new DDS2Go mobile app to manage your driver's license from your cell phone. The Georgia Department of Driver Services will send alerts directly to you, so no more forgotten renewals or surprise citations. Renew, replace, or change your driver's license address from your phone. DDS2Go on the mobile app store. It's like having a licensing center in your pocket.
Life happens, and when it does, the law firm of Althea DeBar Johnson, PC, and Tamara Wood is the law firm people turn to for planning and managing their legal affairs and protecting their current and future assets. The firm specializes in wealth protection through legal services that include estate planning, probate administration, and guardianship. This law firm promises to be truthful and honest, provide personalized attention, and they are focused on results that best suit your needs. For a consultation, contact them today at 404-584-5555 or visit them on the web at adjpclaw.com. The law firm of Althea DeBar Johnson, PC, and Tamara Wood, helping you plan for today and for the future so you can get on with the business of living.
Hi there, healthy people. Do you have a healthy product or service? If you are a certified medical professional, fitness trainer, author, or chef, Old Fashioned Health would love to promote your services or product on the Old Fashioned Health Radio Show. Please reach out to us. Call 404-793-3960 or email us at oldfashionedhealth@gmail.com. You can also contact us at oldfashionedhealth.com. Old Fashioned Health, good health inside and out.
I'm gift of love can go a long, long way. So what you're thinking of should maybe start today, start today, start today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Enclave with our special guest, Dr. Mia Cowan. We have been talking about the lovely topic of menopause. Unfortunately, we only have about 7 minutes, so in speaking with Dr. Cowan, what we're probably going to do is continue this conversation at some point, but stretch it out into more of women's health. How are you, Dr. Cowan?
I'm great.
That is great. That is great. That's great. So since you're the expert on this, and I know we only have a short period of time, so there were a couple of things, and I'm just going to ask all three of the questions, and you can just, you know, however you need to summarize it, let me know. So here's the one of the things you've kind of touched on this. So what is the average length of time menopause lasts? When you talked about hormone replacement therapy, if a person does not wish to get hormone replacement therapy, then what are some other alternatives for that individual? And also in talking about that, then after that, you can just summarize everything. We know that it causes emotional stress, and I think that's something that we may have to talk about a little on another show, because that's one topic within itself right there. So we can talk a little bit about the emotional stress. So go ahead. I'm going to let you have the floor.
Okay, so remember, the average age of natural menopause is around 52.
Right.
Symptoms can actually start about 10 years prior to actually going through menopause, mm-hmm. and we consider a woman postmenopausal if she stopped having cycles for at least a year and her blood worms that her ovaries are no longer working, which means she's not producing any more estrogen or testosterone, and that's what actually causes the symptoms of menopause, which can definitely affect mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So women who are already having problems with bipolar disorder or severe depression, severe anxiety, will notice a worsening of their symptoms as their testosterone levels start to decline, which can start in the mid to late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to also remember that women who are on birth control, hormonal birth control, that automatically decreases the testosterone level. So many women who are just on birth control and really young can also start to have these symptoms because of the decline in testosterone caused by the hormones in birth control.
Okay.
So some women want to do hormone replacement therapy. It's safe, it's effective, and they don't have any personal contraindications. Main contraindication for women for estrogen replacement once they're in menopause is that they can't have a history of a blood clot and they can't have a history of breast cancer.
Okay.
So if they have any of those histories, they mm-hmm. cannot do estrogen replacement. Most women can safely do testosterone replacement. And then there's still the medications that can be prescribed to your pharmacy, you know, the normal pharmaceutical kind of hormone replacement therapies. For women who don't want to do hormone replacement therapy, one thing that helps everybody during this time is exercise, mm-hmm. but that gets really hard just because women are so tired, they're not sleeping, and they're irritable.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some natural products out there. A couple that I like are basically made from royal jelly or Swedish bee pollen, and those products can help with hot flashes, night sweats, sleep, changes in appetite, so it'll help decrease appetite, and that also helps with mood. So for my women who are just having mild symptoms, I can always recommend an herbal remedy for them, and that may actually help with their symptoms. Also adding how you're eating, so decreasing the amount of non-organic meat that you're eating because you're adding all these terrible hormones on, which can actually worsen the symptoms. Being overweight is going to make your hot flashes and your night sweats worse. It's going to mess with your sleep because you're more likely to have sleep apnea. So the change in hormones is really what starts the aging process for most women. Okay. So by replacing the hormones or doing other herbal over-the-counter remedies and just living a healthy lifestyle, making sure you're eating healthy, eating as clean as possible, making sure you're exercising, replacing your vitamin D, especially once you actually go through menopause to protect your bones. Those are some of the more natural things that women can do. And there are other herbs out there that I prescribe for low sex drive, like Damiana. For vaginal dryness, non-hormonal option is a medication called Reverie, which is hyaluronic acid. So many natural products out there, and many of the hormone replacement therapies are also natural options. But you just have to make sure you're seeing a hormone specialist so that they can safely prescribe those medications to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, how can we get in contact with you? How can a person get in contact with you?
Well, you can find me on my website where I have lots of blogs about this conversation, and that's MiBellaWellness.com, M-I-B as in boy, E-L-L-A, wellness.com. You can also find me on MiaCowanMD.com, M-I-A-C-O-W-A-N-M-D.com, and then I have all of those same handles for Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Do you have any books out or anything like that that anyone can purchase?
I actually wrote a book. It's called A Woman's Guide to Total Wellness, and you can actually find that book on Amazon. It's a bestseller, and it has lots of information for women just with total wellness. It includes the hormone therapy, and it talks about a lot of other options, including, you know, making sure you're maintaining your mental health.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I have enjoyed you a great deal.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here, and I would love to come back.
I will definitely invite you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Sewell.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I hope everyone enjoyed Dr. Cowan. She is fantastic. And again, I am going to invite her back. She is a fantastic guest, and it's a lot of things that we want to discuss, particularly as it deals with health. Men, if you have been listening, I don't want you to feel left out, because I am working on, for October and November, finding someone. I'm working on that diligently, finding someone to come in and talk about men's health. I don't want you to feel left out, not ever. So one of the things I want to do is I want to read about change and change being constant. One of the reasons for that is because a lot of times what happens with women when we start going through menopause, we're going through a phase in life. A lot of us, we're just dealing with a lot of things. We're having to start taking care of parents. You may be dealing with health issues, like Dr. Cowan stated. And just also, you're looking at why is my memory not as good as it used to be? Even though Dr. Cowan has given us some terrific remedies to assist with that. So we're basically changing. We're not happy with that change. What I would like to submit to you is that look at that in a more positive manner. No, yes, we don't like for our bodies to change, but at the same time, let's look at where we are mentally. Where we are mentally is when we look at, like, the young ladies, we're like, hey, at least we're more confident now. At least we know what we need to improve up on. At least here are some things we need to do. So we're more sound in our thinking, more confident in our behavior. We start coming more into ourselves. So that's very important. So what I would like to read to you is a work by George Sand. That was is actually a work that was written in the 1800s by a woman, but she had to use the pseudonym of George Sand. And it talks about change, and it talks about the woman. It talks about just women changing and how we need to embrace change. Now, I will be reading this, and it is basically directed at women, but it can be for anyone. So if you are male, please just substitute womanhood for man or manhood when I read this. So again, this is a work that I found by George Sands, and it says, change is constant, and we are always becoming. Each chance, each feeling, each responsibility we commit ourselves to adds to the richness of our womanhood. We are not yesterday's woman today. Our new awarenesses have brought us beyond her, and we can't go back without knowing somehow that she no longer meets the needs of today. We can look forward to our changes, to the older woman we are becoming. She will have the wisdom that we'll still lack. She will have learned to live and let live. She will have acquired through years of experiences a perspective that lends sanity to all situations. The lessons we are learning today, the path that overwhelms us now and again, are nurturing the developing woman within each of us. If only we could accept the lessons and master them. If only we could trust the gift of change that accompanies the pain. I am becoming, and with the becoming comes peace. I can sense it today. I know where I was yesterday. And as always, I hope this show has helped someone. And I hope you guys have a happy and healthy week. Thank you for joining me in the Enclave.
This has been the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. Join us each Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on WWE The Real 1100 AM. We look forward to growing with you.
Thank you for listening to another Old Fashioned Health Network show on The Real 1100.